is the question that people ask you the most is, do you regret getting involved with a football club?
And the answer I always give is no.
And is that the truthful answer?
Yeah, it is an absolute truthful answer. I don't regret it, but I always follow. But if I was given the choice again, I wouldn't do it.
And that's a different way, yeah. So you're still pleased you did it, but actually, if you'd have known more.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we weren't planning to get involved at all. You know, it was just that meeting on Father's Day back in 2007, and it went from there, and very quickly, you know, we had a football club on our hands, and then quickly followed by the biggest recession since the 1930s. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge, really, but certainly don't regret it. You know, it's an honour, really, being involved in your local football club.
And it's fair to say you've had some right ups and downs. You've had, I think you had a demotion before you even started. You've had a promotion. You've had playoffs.
Well, there's a double demotion.
When we got
involved. I mean, that was just prior to us being involved. And then, we did well. We finished 10th the first season, and they've relegated us again. And that's probably the bit that hurts the most still. Uh-huh. You know, didn't agree with that then, and I don't agree with it now. But we've had some ups as well. And we got promoted back up again, and that was a really good day.
And is it hard? Because obviously you've got your own business to run as well, and a football club is a full-time business, really, even though you've not got many full-time staff. Mm. How do you find time for it all? And do you lie awake at night thinking, oh, goodness, I've got this to deal with tomorrow?
I mean, the first year was the worst, you know, trying to stop it being wound up, you know, and it took a full year right up to the last day of the season, really, you know, or the day before of the first season, and that was the hardest, really, you know, was working sort of, God, I don't know how many hours every day, 7 days a week. Then we had to step back once the recession hit, and, you know, the club had been sort of stabilised, and we had to get back into the business, otherwise it would have gone through the recession as well.
So there must have been times where you've thought, though, oh my goodness, I could really do without this.
You run on adrenaline for a while, and you know you're pretty determined to turn things around, so that gets you through. But actually, probably last season was the toughest one, really. I think, you know, with how things went on the pitch, and you know, we had a few issues in the community programme. You know, we grew that when when something grows very quickly, then eventually have a few issues that need sorting out, and we had sort of, it all seemed to come up once last season, and so last season was a tough one, really.
Well, you've still obviously got to make it pay, and that's still not happening yet, but it's a lot better than it was when you took over, and obviously the plan is to move to the new stadium at the Quadrant. That's still on course to start building later this year?
Yeah, that's what somebody said we were going to do.
That was you, I think.
It was me. Yeah, I mean, that's what we're aiming for still. It is tough, you know, we haven't got all the money together because obviously it's coming from the Quadrant, so we're having to sort of put the money in before we know it's going to come back over the next number of years. The costs have rocketed, you know, from, you know, when we went through the planning process, we're looking at about 7 million, we're nearer 10 now, you know, so we're looking at how we can find that extra money. Worst case scenario, we'll phase the build, you know, but we don't want to do that. So we're working hard on that at the moment. In fact, I've employed somebody full time on that now, trying to sort that out. But the aim is still that we'll be on site this year.
What, somebody just looking after the stadium element and getting the money together?
Well, not to get the money together particularly, but to drive the cost down, value engineering. And, you know, we've had lots and lots of meetings with lots and lots of people and trying to get the costs.
And obviously you say it's not just football, there's the houses which I think have started building.
Yes.
There's the retail. Is there any news on the retail? Are they?
Yeah, we've got a lot of interest. We've got offers on most of the retail units, and they're going through the legal process at the moment. So hopefully that'll help, because obviously that brings cash into the project to help build the stadium. So that's going quite well. And as I say, the houses have started, you know, hopefully the first completion is by the end of the year on there, and people moving on.
Yeah, and, so and the retailers, presumably they will announce that themselves.
That's
sort of out of your control once the land has gone.
That's it. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
off your hands.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, most of the sites are under offer. Yeah. Whether we actually get through the legal process is another matter, of course.
But, and I know you can't say, but they're names that people will recognise, are they?
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't actually know, no.
I suppose it might be a third party bidding.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's somebody right. Else's. We've got third parties buying land, and they've got end users lined up, but we're not. We have an idea, but we don't know who they are.
And on the field, 10 signings for Boston this summer.
Yeah, so it's been a busy summer.
Yeah,
it has been really busy. Yeah, probably the busiest we've been, you know, and because Adam does things properly, and
the manager,
the manager, but you know, he's backwards and forwards with players, backwards and forwards, and making his mind up and then not making his mind up, and you know, quite rightly, he's weighing things up and making sure we get the right people in. So he's been really busy, and obviously I've been helping him best I can there as well. So pretty pleased with the business we've done, and I went to the first training session and spent the day there watching them. And
you weren't part of the team bonding weekend, were you, where they were building tents and doing barbecues? That wasn't...
Unfortunately, I couldn't make that.
Didn't route you into that?
No.
And how long do you see yourself at Boston? 10 years today. That's incredible, isn't it? It is.
I didn't realise until Craig told me he was going to do a bit of a series of articles on it. I mean, what I said is, you know, we're going to... When I came in, what I said is we wanted to rebuild the reputation of the club, which I think we've done. We wanted to put it at the heart of the community, which I think we've done, and then leave it debt-free in a new stadium, which we've not done. So,
but you hopefully will.
Yeah, that's what we're working on now. So when that's done, obviously we need to make sure it's all up and running and working well. But that's probably the time we'll probably step aside then.